simply cause we beat the Arsenal. In the North London Cup, I was only runners up. Now they come in the double at the Arsenal.
Yeah, it's the Hotspurs podcast. We are back. I am Steve. I am in Leon C in Essex. We got Colin from Northern Ireland. How are you doing, Cole?
Yeah, doing good, mate. Doing good.
And it is Monday, the 9th of February, 2015. How about that? How about that? Right, so straight into the questions. We are a football podcast. All we do is talk about football. And the first question is from Ricky from the Fighting Cock, who asks, why have you brought the pod back?
I think so Ricky can know there was thousands and thousands of listeners that wanted this pod back, so we'll believe anyhow.
8,000 downloads from the last show.
Yeah, well, that was excellent, really good. But you know, obviously, I didn't get a chance, you know, to put anything out there on the last show. But and I know it all ended quickly for everybody. But you know, there was a lot of things just sort of going on. A lot of my end of it was to do with business and home and things, you know. So it just came to the stage where there wasn't as much time for me. My young son, anybody that knows me or follows me on Twitter and things, has been heavily involved in football over here, and I'm just finding that lately that it's been like five nights a week. It's been every night I'm working, I'm going to football with him, travelling around the country with him, and it just became really, really difficult to, you know, to get time just to get the show out. That was the main reason, you know, for it happening, and Steve will back us up on that there as well. But, yeah, you know, it wasn't that people thought that Steve and I fell out and different things like that, you know, nothing at all to do. There was nothing like that there at all. So it was just, but look, a break's not too bad, you know, and it was quite nice actually to get a lot of good feedback from people that, you know, that wanted the show back out there. And, you know, hopefully we'll get it up and going here. And we need just to spread the word, guys, to get this show out there again.
Yeah, that's right. We've been doing the show for, 4 years? And I found myself repeating myself, not just weekly, but the same things we were saying the years before. Same conversation, same debates. You know, shall we be in Europe? Shouldn't we be in Europe? And, you know, you're going around in circles about, you know, these managers and saying things like, we need to give them time. But then again, we lose to Stoke at home and he needs to get out. And we were saying the same thing. You know, the reason we're bringing it back really is because things have changed. And we've got new things to say, haven't we, Cole?
Yeah, definitely. You know, there's been big changes since the last show, I think. And from our last ones, I know I was worried about Pochettino, and you know, it was sort of going, is this guy the right man? And there was a lot of panic, and you know, we'll get into that as we go along. And I think obviously he's proved a lot of people wrong, and you know, we can definitely see his influence starting to come into the team now, which is great.
Yeah, I've had some good contact with a guy called John King, who's got a picture of Harry Kane flying like Superman. Good conversation with him. But I've got another question here from Shane Pennington, who asks, should we give credit to Tim Sherwood for Bentaleb and Kane? Here's my question. So when's the podcast? So another person that wanted it back, which is great. So do we give Tim Sherwood any credit at all for the Bentaleb and Kane situation?
I think we have to. I think we do, because obviously none of us had really ever heard of Bentaleb, you know, before Sherwood brought him into the squad. And I think I said it, or maybe you as well, said it on one of our previous shows, that we sort of felt, I actually really liked Bentaleb last year. I thought he'd done a great job. But I think he got tagged along with being, you know, Sherwood's man. And because everybody was so anti-Sherwood, you know, the young lad, you know, got sort of brought down with that. And I don't think people seen past him being the player that he was. I think the guy needs to get credit, and you know, the same along, you know, Kane was always sort of around. I wouldn't give Sherwood much credit for Kane now, as I would with Bentaleb, and even there with Mason was nothing to be heard of really last year underneath Sherwood. So, you know, I think Pochettino has to take most of the credit now, bring them in, but certainly for Bentaleb, I would give Sherwood definitely a good shout out there.
Yeah, I mean, I think the thing is, it's the classic case of not giving any credit whatsoever to somebody that, you know, is really unpopular. But if you think back, you know, if we're saying, you know, what's Tim Sherwood doing bringing these guys in? and then 6 months later, they're doing really well. When we weren't slagging off the players, were we? We were saying, look, you know, why is he playing him? It's ridiculous. You know, if we just said, it's the players' fault, you know, it's nothing to do with Sherwood, then you can now say, and the players, it's the players' fault, they've improved so much. So I just think, you know, I think it's a case of holding your hands up and going, do you know what? We slagged him off. We said, you know, what the hell is he playing them for? And now give him a bit of credit for playing them, I suppose. But obviously, you know, most of the credit goes to the players themselves.
Yeah.
Without doubt, you know, they've upped their game, and we'll get into the whys and the wherefores for all that as we go along. But I don't think, you know, it's the trouble with him and Adebayor and Enoch and all these other, you know, things that cause great debate, is that you can't be grey, can you? You've either got to say absolute this, that and the other, or absolutely fantastic, you know. So someone says to me, you know, oh, you know, what's his name? And I say, well, he's not that bad. And he goes, oh, you love him, do you? You absolutely love him. You want him. You want to have his baby. It's like, no, I'm just saying he's not that bad. So you know, that's just one thing. Good question, though. Excellent question. Right, we've got Carl Woodbridge, who, of course, has been a good listener, good interaction from him. I don't think he's asked a question here, but he's sort of favourited stuff that we're coming back, so that's really good stuff. We've got Bryce Eddy, who wants to know who needs to come in, who needs to be shipped out. So, yeah, straight on to that, Carl. What were your thoughts?
Yeah, well, I think obviously we're past the transfer window, and I think it proved in there that it's probably going to be the likes of Kabul, Adebayor, you know, those type of players that I think that's who we'll see being shipped out. You know, we're definitely still crying out for a striker. I was got it in January. I sort of knew in my heart of hearts that we weren't going to get anybody, but you know, you always sort of hope on that last day that you know, we might pull one out of the bag. But I think, you know, being shipped out will be those players that we're not really seeing, you know, in the picture at the minute. And there certainly will be. I think the big thing is if we can have a real strong end of this season. And, you know, if we don't finish top four, it's not the end of the world this year. Hopefully we'll win the cup. But Pochettino will get, you know, he's going to be there a lot longer. The board will have more confidence in him. And I do believe that we'll give him the money. And I do think we'll see three or four really good players coming into this squad, and possibly five, six players, you know, leaving. But it's hard to say who it's going to be, but I think the names that were rumoured that were they tried to loan out or get rid of in January are going to be the first ones out the door.
Yeah, it's difficult because I think the whole culture has changed at Tottenham. So when you think, you know, for as long as I know with Spurs, we love a superstar and we love spending loads of money. And it's a myth that, you know, Enoch and Daniel Levy don't spend money. Of course they do. We spend fortunes every single summer and most Januaries as well. And what's happened this year is the culture at Spurs has changed. You know, we've got a manager who's come in and he plays this player, that player, and they don't, you know, do it. So he's gone with the youth guys, not youth, you know, younger guys, because Mason's not youth, but he's gone with these guys who actually try, and they're triers, and you know, and don't take this the wrong way, Spurs fans, but Mason and Bentaleb are not as good a footballers as Dembele and Paulinho. You know, they might be in the future, but at the time, I think Pochettino just goes, well, you know, Paulinho's either he's knackered or he's just not putting in a shift. Dembele certainly wasn't putting in the shift, although the last couple of games, I think he's been brilliant. So he's going to play a couple of these guys who are trying. And what happens? They come in, they try, they run around, and we're so much better for it. And it just reminds me of all the times that you look at a team sheet, like from a Stoke or a West Brom or whatever, over the years, and you see names that you never even heard of, and we've got all these superstar names on fortunes of money, and they absolutely run rings around us, kick us all over the pitch, and end up winning 1-0, and you scratch your head going, well, what's happened there? And I think it's the culture of the club. we've said, you know, let's not have these superstars anymore. Let's go with people that actually try hard and dig in, get stuck in, and let's go that way. And it's working. I think that's fantastic. You know, players out, people like Lennon, who we know for years, we know that he's had a dodgy attitude, you know, plays 1 in 4, you know, when he was playing, so many games goes missing, doesn't attack the fullback, which is, you know, what he's brilliant at. And I would have said a month, 2 months ago that first names out were Paulinho and Dembele. Well, I think they've had a culture shock as well. You know, I think Dembele wants to play football now. And against Arsenal, I thought he was absolutely brilliant. The last, you know, choices he was making a little bit wrong, wasn't he? Because he was like doing one more turn back than he should have done. You know, just bomb straight for goal maybe a couple more times. But I think he'll learn from that and hopefully keep him in the team because, you know, I said to you, Cole, he's actually our best player. If we can get his head right, he's absolutely brilliant. And, you know, hopefully that's what's happening. And with Paulinho as well. I don't want to sell him now. I want to keep him and see what happens. You know, see if he does look around and go, well, wait a minute, why is this fella Ryan Mason never been capped for England? I've got whatever he's got, 50 caps for Brazil. You know, played in he was a sub, but played in a semi-final. And this young whippersnapper and a guy from Algeria had taken my place. So hopefully he's got some pride in him and going, right, you know, I'm going to have to step up. But, you know, so it's interesting. If you was going to say one player, though, Cole, who would you get rid of? Who would you have got rid of in January? See, most people are screaming now, Cole. They're going Adebayor. But the trouble is, you can't get rid of a player when we haven't got any cover. You know, that's what I mean. I'm not saying that Adebayor should play in any way because Harry Kane has been so fantastic.
Yeah.
And there's a debate whether to have Soldado or Adebayor on the bench. And it's, by the way, it's not clear cut. I know people say to me, well, it's got to be Soldado because he's a trier. Well, you could have fooled me. You could have fooled me, mate, because I don't see him trying any harder than Adebayor whatsoever. And if you get rid of Adebayor in January and we had no one coming in, then you've only got Soldado backing up Harry Kane. Harry Kane gets a knock. We've got Soldado there. Who's your backup? I know people are saying, well, you push Chadli up there or you push Lamella up there. Well, I think that's a massive risk.
Yeah.
So, Carl, go on.
No, it's hard. I really don't know. I was quite happy in January. You know, there wasn't anybody that I was really crying to get rid of. I know Adebayor was the big name, but I believe that we still sort of needed him there in the squad, just like what you said. But, you know, look, it's moved on from there, and we just have to wait. We just have to wait till the summer now and see what pans out.
All right, mate. So let's move on to the next question. We've got Sevilla Spurs. You think part of the reason for improvement in team performance and morale stems from omitting certain players?
Yeah, possibly does.
Yeah, we talked about that, didn't we?
Yeah. The rumours were that Kabul, you know, was upset maybe in the dressing room, you know, same with maybe Adebayor, the same with Lennon. You know, they're all the things that you hear. The unfortunate thing is none of us will ever know what really goes on in there. You'll always hear the rumours. But by the sounds of things, maybe that's what was going on, and it looks like they've been omitted now from that squad and from, you know, being in and around that. And maybe that's where we are seeing the difference. I personally believe it's to do just with confidence now. There's good team morale. They're playing well. They've got used to the system. They're fitter than they've ever been. So I think it's a lot to do with that.
Yeah, fitness, definitely. And that's got to be down to Pochettino.
Yeah, definitely.
Isn't it? Absolutely. Chris Knights, is it time for Mind the Gap yet?
No, definitely not, Chris. Chris is a wind-up merchant, especially on Twitter with me. I know one of his other questions, is it about being frustrated?
Being frustrated, yeah. Well, we're not frustrated at the moment, are we?
I know, you're not going to hear me say it tonight, Chris.
Things could change very quickly. Mark Goldstein welcomes us back, so that's really nice. Jared Chapman talks about Danny Rose here. How do you think he played? I mean, we're obviously, you know, dipping in and out of the Arsenal game, you know, absolutely thrilled about it. Me and Cole were there, hugging and jumping up and down. I've never celebrated a goal so much.
Yeah, it was fantastic.
Gazza's free kick. But how did you think Danny Rose did against the Arsenal?
Arsenal, yeah. Say we'll go into the Arsenal game in a minute after the questions, but I thought he was brilliant. I thought he was superb. He was a wee bit dodgy at the start a couple of times, but I just think the guy has been fantastic this season. Since, you know, really we've started to come on, and you know, he's keeping Ben Davis out of the team. That's where we're all crying out for a new left back. And he seems to have knuckled down, he's got his finger out. And you remember that first half there against Arsenal, Steve? He was brilliant. He was bombing down the wing, had a few shots, looked strong. He didn't give Danny. He made the mistake for Danny Welbeck, but look, that can happen to anybody. Welbeck, when you watch him live, he's a good player. He's quick, he's big, he's strong. And, you know, Welbeck turned him in that one there. But after that there, he didn't let his head go down. I thought he had a great game.
Well, I mean, if it shows anyone that, you know, a player that can be so, so poor and out of form and seem to have the wrong attitude and just about everything that we said in the summer, you know, he's got to go, just completely turned himself around. It's a bit like, do you remember when Assou Ekotto first came?
Yeah.
And he was awful in the first half, and then he was brilliant, brilliant in the second. And second and third, and obviously went back to his, you know, we don't know what's happened with him. Well, he's gone now, and he's finally been released from his contract. You know, but just the way that he's turned himself around, and he was great in that first half, bombing on. And yeah, Danny Welbeck, we know, you know, he's not consistent, but we know that he can do some really good things. So these things are going to happen, you know. Occasionally, you know, a defender's going to get beaten by a bit of pace or by a good play. You know, it happens all the time. So certainly not going to beat him up too much for that, because I think he's been absolutely fantastic, you know. It's funny to think that, you know, this England squad that will come up quite soon will probably have Danny Rose, Ryan Mason, Harry Kane, and Eric Dyer, and they'll probably all start as well. You know, so happy days, we can watch England again without getting absolutely sick of them.
Yeah.
Jan Simonson asks, do you still doubt Eriksen's abilities? So that's a good question, because I always doubted it. I mean, you know, let's take the three who I always sort of said I'm not sure about. Eriksen and Harry Kane and Mason. Obviously, I've made comments about previously. And yeah, I mean, they've all done absolutely brilliant, haven't they? I mean, you know, that's the sort of guy I am. I can change my mind very quickly. But I want to give people time, and you know, if you actually look back on it, Eriksen was pretty poor in the first, you know, few games of the season, particularly in the first half, and last season as well, played really well in second half of the games, but in the first half, you know, absolutely anonymous. But he seems to be doing it all game. I know he's got a lot of last minute winners, but he's been in a lot of games, and almost single-handedly, you know, against Sheffield United, which is fantastic for him.
I think it's
really shown his class. Go on, mate.
Yeah, sorry, Steve. I think it's to do with fitness now as well. I seen a stat last week, I think it was, that last season that Eriksen had ran, say, on average, now this is maybe completely wrong, you know, 9.8 kilometres per game. And he's now running 17.9 kilometres per game. You know, he's nearly doubled, you know, the work that he's putting into 90 minutes on a pitch.
Yeah.
You know, that they might be the wrong figures that I might have quoted, but I know it was like a double what he's doing. So I think, you know, the fitness end is showing definitely with Eriksen, definitely is. And that's why he's popping up with those last-minute goals. So great.
So fantastic. Are we likely to win the League Cup?
Is that a question?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, why not?
Yeah, I mean, we've got as good a chance as any. I think, yeah, you know, we're on.
Yeah, well,
whatever
happens after the Arsenal
between
game.
Now and Chelsea, and then, you know, we're fully capable without a doubt. There's one more question from Jan Simpson. Can we keep our fine form when we are to play in Europe again? And the transfer window, what's your opinion? We've talked about the transfer window already. So Europe's coming up in a few weeks' time. You know, for new listeners, I really don't like the competition. You know, if we get in 3 or 4 rounds' time, I might change my mind about it, but I just think it throws everything out. I've thoroughly, thoroughly enjoyed the last 3 months of Saturday games. you know, without work the next day. And by the way, people don't know, I'm a primary school teacher, so that's why I have to use certain words like what's his names, and I can't swear because you know, I'm a teacher and I wouldn't swear anyway. Yeah, I really don't like the shifting of games to a Thursday. And I know that, I know you don't need to tweet me about there's no difference between Wednesday and Saturday and Thursday and Sunday, because I do know that, you know, the time differences and day differences. I just think it's it throws everything out. And I really hope it doesn't affect us. But statistically, of course, you know, and this is one of the other reasons why we stopped the pod, because I was having the same conversations. We were doing all right in Europe against some nobody team, and then getting completely slated on a Friday by all the Arsenal fans, you know, taking the mickey. I was being told to stop worrying about it, and okay, and then losing the game on a Sunday. So I thought it was ridiculous. But we're now in a little bit more tasty games for Fiorentina, which I'm kind of looking forward to.
Yeah, so am I. And I think one blessing, possibly, and I know, like, to go back, I know we weren't about then, when we lost the Leicester in the FA Cup, I was devastated. I was really annoyed about it. But now, on hindsight, with how well we're going in the league, we've got a break coming up. We play Liverpool tomorrow night, and we've got this weekend off until the following Thursday when we go in. So I think that is actually going to help us get into that game. And the home game becomes massive now for us, because I think you will see that he'll really try and go for it there, because unfortunately, and typical of Spurs, we're away there, away in Italy, you know, 3 days before the cup final against Chelsea. And I think, you know, he's got to be careful in that game. He really does. You know, for me, we're in a cup final and it's massive now for us. It's so important. So, you know, I think it's good that we've got the break. We'll really go for it next Thursday, and then we'll see how it goes from there. But, well, you know.
Imagine this, Cole. If Vorm hadn't have, you know, bundled it over the line, we'd have had to play a replay against Leicester.
Yeah, it's true.
So then we play the midday kickoff on a Saturday. Would we have got the same result after probably extra time and penalties up at Leicester?
So
that's a good point. But you're right. Yeah. I don't want to go out of the FA Cup. But is it just my thought now that the FA Cup and the League Cup are kind of comparative in terms of the fact that the teams that go out of the FA Cup year after year, because they play weakened sides. It's kind of like the League Cup.
And, I think it's going that way, definitely. Yeah, you know? It is.
And the standard of the finals. I mean, Man City won it last year. Chelsea won it, you know, I think the year before. So it's all top sides that are winning. Yeah. Or Swansea. You know, it's all top sides that are winning it. Whereas the FA Cup, it's all Mickey Mouse teams winning it, isn't it?
Yeah, well, definitely going that way, yeah.
Last year. It was that? Hull.
I switched off on
half-time. Hull won, I think. All right, so Tony McKay says, is this team as good as I think it is, or am I getting carried away after the Woolwich win?
Oh, Harry Kane?
No. Sorry, is the team as good as he thinks it is?
Yeah, look, we'll get into the Arsenal game and we'll answer that for him, you know, as we go along, because I'm sure people listening want to hear about the Arsenal match. Look, for me, obviously, I came over on Saturday morning, flew over Saturday morning, met Steve, and we went to the game. And I think I said to you, possibly after the game or that evening, it's actually the best performance I've seen at White Hart Lane, probably since the Redknapp days, Steve. And, you know, it was superb. And I think we do need to look at this team as good. It really was. There was fight about them. The atmosphere, it was the best atmosphere I've been in. I know it was against Arsenal, and obviously everybody's up for it. But one of the big things that I noticed, 1-0 down, we were still singing. We were still going half-time. People were on their feet applauding the team off. That usually doesn't happen at White Hart Lane whenever we're getting beat. And I just thought the whole thing about the day, the crowd, we could see the effort and the willingness of this team that actually wanted to win for us supporters. And I think that comes down possibly to the likes of a Bentaleb, a Mason, a Harry Kane, you know, those younger, sort of, if you would say, local players being in that team now. There was fight. Like, we talked about Bentaleb. How good was he, Steve? He was... You could see the fight on it. Like, we were really surprised that he started, because he was only back from Algeria, you know, from the African Cup of Nations. And yeah. I was really surprised to see him in the starting lineup, but he was unreal.
Well, it was almost like, wasn't it? Pochettino said, you know, no, you're, you know, because Paulinho played all right at West Brom. Yeah. But it's almost like he came back and said, no, Paulinho, you've been awful this season for whatever reason. I'm bringing in Bentaleb, who's been fantastic. And Bentaleb's almost like, cheers, thanks. Right, now, I'll show you what I can do.
Yeah.
He was phenomenal. Absolutely
he was.
Brilliant. Shout out also for Eric Dyer. Who
yeah.
As I said to you, Cole, I see he's a big lad.
Yeah, I couldn't believe it.
He's old. And he saw at the end when he took his shirt off, the old Under Armour there. He's ripped, isn't he?
Yeah, he is a big.
That
is the big difference. And that's why I love getting over to see it live, because it's a completely different game sitting in that stadium, you know, to watching it on TV. It really is. And he really impressed me. Everybody really impressed me on the day. I just thought Bentaleb, Mason, you know, the first half, he gave the ball away a wee bit, but didn't let it get him down. He worked so hard. He covered every blade of grass, and they were just fantastic. And again, Harry Kane, you know, we'll get on to him. It's the first I've seen him live, and I sort of still had a wee bit of a doubt in my head about him. You know, is he as good as what we're actually seeing here on TV? But watching that young man live, oh, he was outstanding. He's so strong. He's actually really quick on the ball. The ball seems to nearly stick to his feet.
Yeah.
You know, he's sort of got this knack of taking a pass people and running a pace past them. And the strength to hold off, like Mertesacker, as we know, he's a big guy. I think he's a tube-like, but he's a big, big, strong man. And he bounced Mertesacker all over the place.
Well, I mean, they completely underestimated him. You know, you can see from all the YouTube clips of people going, what's that fella, the pirate guy, goes, what's the name of Harry Kane or whatever? Some grammatically incorrect sentence. You know, just shows you the class of their fans. You know, it's silly. Silly people. Harry Kane's been fantastic. He tore Chelsea apart. I think they should have done a little bit more homework on him. But at the same time, Harry Kane, I don't think they could have, you know, dealt with him, because he's been absolutely fantastic. And by the way, anybody that, you know, wears an Arsenal shirt as a kid and then becomes a Spurs fan is all right in my book. You know, it's the right way round. That's the right way to do it. So that's good. You know, and he was absolutely brilliant. But what he does, Cole, is he's simple. He's a simple footballer. Mm-hmm. He doesn't do little dummies. He doesn't do little checks. He doesn't, you know, stamp his feet and do little, oh, I might go this way, I might go that way. What he does, he runs straight for the ball. When the ball's in the air, he jumps as high as he can to head it, battling with the central defender. Doesn't try to be clever. And when he gets the ball with 40 yards out, he runs straight at the goal, looking for when he can have a shot, rather than looking for a layoff or trying a little trick. He's just a powerhouse running straight for goal.
Yeah.
Absolutely brilliant to see. You're like a proper straightforward. Very similar to Alan Shearer, the way he just used to get the ball and run at the goal and have a whack, which is absolutely brilliant. The only thing that we talked about was possibly Chadli in for Lamella, because Chadli's been playing so well.
And
Lamella is still finding his feet, but we're going to be nice and positive about him. You know, I think, you know, time's not right at the moment, but, you know, you can see it there, but he's not quite getting it right at the moment.
Yeah, and obviously anybody that listened to the show before, you know, knew what I always tried to back the guy, you know, really, really positive. And I said about him coming good in the new year. Like Saturday again was one of the first times I've really seen him. You know, the guy tries, Steve. He worked his backside off on Saturday for us. And, you know,
really
he tackled
did.
Back. You know, one frustration of him. He seems to always nearly be falling over every time he goes to pass a ball, you know, or if he goes to have a shot, he nearly seems to be falling down before he actually connects. So he's quite frustrating that way, but the guy has got something about him. He's a big lad as well. He's a big, strong boy too. But, you know, what I liked about him on Saturday, was he tried and he worked and he gave 110%, no matter what anybody says. But it was the one thing that we were sort of calling. We were surprised when Dembele was taken off at that stage.
Yeah.
We thought it would have been Chadli on, but here we went on to win the game. you know, still after that, after those substitutions. So,
yeah.
But really, really good. But what a day, Steve, wasn't it? Oh,
it was absolutely brilliant. Yeah. I mean, I'm just going to go through a couple more of these, and then we'll wrap it up. Because these shows are just going to be about 35, 40 minutes, no longer, because we know that, you know, people can't, you know, people go to work and they don't want to sift through all the rubbish that you can sometimes do. Duncan Frost, who's a mate of mine, you couldn't stay away with wins over Chelsea and the Arsenal, plus Steve getting his Wembley Day wish granted. And that's just something that, again, people are going to disagree with me here. But for me, Sporting Spurs, for me personally, is going to Wembley. I can get my tickets. I can go. I can't go to European Cup games and all that. I know lots of fans can. And I just think it's brilliant. And I'm going to have a great day. I'm going to go to More Spice before the game, meet a few mates, have a few beers and then go and watch the game. And, you know, whatever happens, to be honest with you, it'll be brilliant if we win that cup. And as long as we don't get absolutely smashed to pieces or it's heartbreak in the last minute, I'm going to have a good day. We've already had 10 times better season than last year. If you think we lost to Arsenal 3 times, we lost to West Ham 3 times, we got battered in, there and everywhere. And it was just sort of, the odd away game that got us, whatever it was, six in the league. So we've had last minute winners, and we've beaten Chelsea, we've beaten Arsenal already, and drew at the Emirates, of course. So it's been so much better season. This would be the cherry on the cake. And then, but we've got to keep going, Cole. We can't just, even if we do win it, we can't rest on our laurels.
Yeah, keep definitely.
Going, push. And you know, this squad, if you think about it, is, we're talking about, weren't we, on the way back, our B team. You know, if you took our B team, the team that didn't play against Arsenal, the likes of Soldado, Adebayor, Paulinho, Chadley, you know, all these guys didn't play.
Fazio.
Fazio.
Ben Davis.
A good player. Davis. Even if Cabool on a good day.
You're a mate, Townsend.
Townsend. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I mean, Townsend's got better. I got a tweet the other day about, you know, you must be pleased with him. Yeah, I mean, he's been all right. Still, you know, I'd like him to have done better, really. But hey, you know, it's great to be back and talking about our lovely Spurs. Just going to see a couple of other things here. Is there anything more you want to say about the Arsenal game?
No, it was just brilliant, Steve. It really was, you know, the whole day coming out of the stadium
at half-time,
singing.
At half time, said, do you know what? If we lose this 1-0, we can hold our heads high because we have battered that. And we battered last year at home, really, but this was even better.
This was
the best we've played against them since the 3-1 semi final. Yeah.
And if you think as well, Steve, in the second half, how quiet were the Arsenal fans?
Absolutely. They were brilliant.
I've never been at White Hart Lane and seen an away crowd as quiet. There wasn't a word, a massive shout. And, you know, we've got the new song, Everywhere We Go. I know some people are sort of not liking this song I'm seeing on Twitter.
Who's saying that?
I don't know. There's people putting out, because it's a song from the League One and League Two teams sing them.
Well,
you know, load of rubbish. It was fantastic. Yeah. And do you know what I like about the song, Steve?
Yeah.
Everybody can sing it.
Yeah.
Because, you know, we were obviously up in the West Stand. The West Stand were singing it. All four ends of the ground were singing that song because everybody can sing it. Kids can sing it.
Well, it's a catchy tune. The trouble with When the Spurs is which I love, but it's slow. It's like our ballad, right? Yeah. So it's our Wanted Dead or Alive. Great ballad. Yeah, great sing-along. But we also need a Living on a Prayer to get us going and jumping up and down.
Yeah. And that is
our song. Did you get those references there, Cole?
I did, just about. If you'd have used a bit of Take That music, you know, I'd have probably understood.
So we've got a ballad. Now we've got our rocker, and it's brilliant.
It
that song got everybody going. It was brilliant.
As you know, Steve, we came out of the ground, and you know, as you walk onto the high road, there, people are walking in all different directions, smiles on people's faces. You know, scarves being wound around the head. Me, you, Dan Jones, I haven't mentioned Dan, we met on the day as well. We had a great day with Dan. And, you know, everybody was singing. And, you know, you were looking at strangers who you don't know, and everybody was hugging each other. And, It was just absolutely fantastic, absolutely brilliant day all round. And to see those Arsenal fans sit in that corner as quiet as anything, they didn't know what had hit them. And
just,
you know, one thing, sorry, Steve.
Go on, Carl.
Because I wanted to mention him, your man Giroud, and as you know, you were sitting beside me, he cracked me up. If I was an Arsenal fan and our supporters slag off Eddie Bauer, well, I'm telling you what, you go and watch Giroud every week. That is one of the laziest players. He's about 6'4".
Yeah.
All he wants to do is look to go down for fouls and roll around. Oh, what an absolute waste of space. And if I had been an Arsenal fan, I would have been gutted. So here, you can keep your Giroud all day long.
And the other thing, of course, that the Arsenal fans have been saying is how we celebrate. You know, I say, hold my hands up. And all Spurs fans should be absolutely proud and say, absolutely, we celebrate. We absolutely love winning football matches. And there's no coolness with us. And I don't care. I am not a cool football fan. I celebrate like mad when we score a goal, and I absolutely love it. And any Arsenal fan dares to say that they don't do the same. Colin, describe when they scored their goal. What were those Arsenal fans doing?
Oh, they were running up and down. I thought they'd won the league.
Absolutely going berserk.
Trying to jump over the stewards.
And they always go berserk. In fact, the most berserk I've ever seen them go was when they beat us in the League Cup after we won it and they called it Mickey Mouse. You know that season when they got knocked in the final in the last minute by Birmingham?
Yeah.
And they called it Mickey Mouse, we won it the season before. They went crazy for that. So no worries for that. Liverpool coming up. Cole, if you don't mind me going first here, this is like the West Brom after the Sheffield United game. I think people think we're going to lose this one.
Mm-hmm.
I think we might be sneaky and win it.
Yeah,
and that's not me being deluded. That's just me looking at football and people saying, you know, no, you'll lose. You go up and lose it. And quite frankly, I couldn't care less if we did lose it because beating Arsenal was so fantastic. But I think we might go and sneak it because we're going to be underestimated again.
Yeah, you could be right, because funny, when I was coming over in the plane, because it was so early in the morning and Brian was working overtime, and I was sort of going, right, if we lose today to Arsenal, as long as Liverpool lose to Everton, you know, at least we're still going to be there. And then I was going, but if we win and Liverpool lose or draw, and then we're going to Liverpool, well, sure, even if Liverpool beat us. But since I've been to that game on Saturday, and as you were saying, it's not about being deluded, it was a different Spurs, it really was. And, you know, other than Sterling, he's always my big worry because of his pace. You know, we've got a massive chance of beating this team. But look, we always say, at the end of the day, even if we do just lose this game, it's not the end of the world. We're still in that mixer. But I think you're right. I think we could sneak this. I'd take a draw now, Steve, to be honest with you.
Absolutely. You know, both sides might be knackered. I hope we play our full strength side.
Yeah, I think he will because we've got the break. I really do. You know, why would you change that team?
Yeah.
Maybe the only change I'd possibly make is bring Chadley in for Lamella.
Yeah,
that would be my one sort of change from the team from Saturday.
Wouldn't rest the guys and put Paulinho in or anything like
that. Yeah, no, definitely not.
You know,
definitely not.
No. Listen, you know, we're going to wrap it up there. Just to let you know, a couple of things we're going to do with the show. It's going to be totally interactive. We're going to ask you the day before for questions. We'll let you know when we're going to do the show. And we're just going to ask questions from you guys, the listeners. And we'll do it that way. I think that's the best one. You know, we're not going to answer, you know, if a Spurs player was a biscuit, which one would he be? Those sorts of questions you can send to other people. But, you know, I'll answer your questions definitely, and you know, if you want to tell us your views, not a problem. You know, the one thing I can't stand is when someone gives their opinion and then I say, well, what about this, and they say, oh, you just can't stand people's other opinions. Like, no, I just want to say my opinion as well, if you don't mind. So brilliant, get all interactive. Total football podcast. We won't talk about other things. Get your kids to listen as well, because we'll never swear or say anything too outrageously out of order. Click the subscribe button. Go to iTunes. Click subscribe, because that way you'll get the show straight away. You don't actually have to download it, and it's free. You know, there's no hidden charges. Just click subscribe, and you'll get it. You know, as soon as it comes through. Twitter, I am at Hotspurs Podcast. And they're always my tweets. They do link to Facebook. I don't know how to unlink them, but I've got a thorough. I've been thoroughly told not to put anything controversial on there, and I won't. I don't intend to, because that's how you get into all these silly debates. At Colin Spurs is you, Colin.
Yeah.
So he needs to get his followers up.
Yeah, definitely. If you could follow me there on Twitter.
Yeah, and there's a Legends Night.
Yes, for Davey Elders. You know, our normal listeners know as well, the Spurs poet. We've got another Legends Night in Northern Ireland. It's in June, and it's Friday the 19th of June, and we've got Steve Perryman coming over. So it's a massive, massive name that Davey's bringing over to Northern Ireland again, along with Crackers, obviously, who's going to be hosting it. So look, I think, speaking to Davey today, I think there's possibly only about 50 tickets left, and obviously the venue holds just over 200 people. So there's been a massive demand. So look, guys, if you're interested at all in going tonight, if you're from England or Scotland, you want to come over, just contact ourselves on the podcast, either on Facebook or myself on Twitter or Steve, or get on to Davey, who is at the Spurs Poet. Get on to Davey, and Davey can give you all the information there for it. So it'll be a fantastic night. And one other thing as well, if anybody's interested, if you go on to Davey, onto the Spurs Poet Facebook page, Davey's got a link there which is selling retro Spurs jerseys. I think it's from the Steve Perryman era and things, and they're fantastic, great price. So get on there and have a look, guys, and Davey can get you sorted out there with a cracking Holston top.
Fantastic. We're gonna try and do the show every week. We're gonna do it Sunday nights.
So yeah, Sundays.
First pod out there after a game. Also, we do fantasy football. We won't do it every week. We'll give you little monthly updates. Remember, no Arsenal players in your team
Our league. No scum.
Not for our league. Sorry about that. That's going a lot better.
That's again one of the wee changes, because fantasy football, look, I love the fantasy football, and I know there's maybe going to be a few guys maybe disappointed it won't be on every week, but I sort of thought, look, I don't need to do it every week, because whenever you get to this stage, the top 10 doesn't change that much, so you're just calling out the same name. So what I'll do, randomly, I'll just do the odd one, and whoever gets the most points, and I'll maybe pick out a few names, you know, all over the place, and try and give as many of you guys a shout out on the show, because I know it's great to hear your name, you know, shout it out. It's one thing that I loved whenever I listened to the fan cast with Big Kev and Andy and things. So, you know, we'll try and give as many of you a shout out there. But we need your help as well, guys. You know, get retweeting our stuff. You know, one of the big things Steve and I chatted about at the weekend was we need to get the show retweeted a lot more on Twitter and on Facebook. You know, so like whenever, you know, Steve puts up links there, if you could, you know, get retweeting and tell all your friends about the show, and you know, let's get us back up the charts there again.
Brilliant. All right then, Carl.
Okay, mate. Well, come on, you Spurs, tomorrow night.
Yeah.
Let's beat Liverpool.
It's Liverpool, Fiorentina, West Ham, Chelsea. All coming up.
It's all good.
And then England. We're taking over England as well. First player for England.
You can start to watch them again.
Anyway, mate, great to chat to you, and we'll do it again soon.
Yeah, good to be back. Come on, you Spurs.
All right. Come on, you Spurs.